from Woman's Agenda. So, biased online rag like Bold Magazine, written exclusively for women. Delaying motherhood. Let's stop blaming women for a choice that isn't solely our own. Well, I thought your body your choice. So you're choosing not to be a mother. You're delaying being a mother. You're making the choice to not do that. So it's your choice. How is it not solely your choice? Of course, I can think up quite a few ridiculous notions. Oh, I can indeed. They'll blame men somehow. They'll blame the patriarchy somehow. Or their fellow women in some way. Will they blame feminism now? Will they blame feminism, which is largely to blame for the choices that women make, by convincing them that they'll somehow have a more fulfilled life choosing to work themselves to death the way men do than if they have kids and raise a family? No, we're not going to blame that, because that would be, in essence, accepting responsibility, because feminism is a female creation and women adopted and women choose to act upon the ideology, so we're to blame. No! Oh, no, 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 no! We can't be to blame! It's not solely our choice! Oh, it isn't, really? Okay. Interesting. Anyhow, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill in your face nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. In the middle of the page, you will find useful off-show services that I offer, such as philosophical counseling and philosophical tutoring, despite the non-serious, often cavalier, comedic nature of how I present myself on this show. I am also a very studious and serious philosopher, and I have no doubt I could help you with any issues you might have. So you might want to avail yourself of some of those off-show services that I offer. And at the bottom of my webpage at therealistphilosopher.com, you will find three, count them, 1, 2, 3 donation options. Any amount is greatly appreciated. I could really use your help, because this show is always operated at a loss. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. Anyhow, back to the story. Delaying motherhood. Don't blame women for that choice, because we're not solely to blame. But it's your choice. Somebody hold a gun to your head? No, but we were pressured. By who? Other women, feminists. Ah, I see. Of course, they're not going to say that, so let's see what it does have to say. This week, Insight on SBS aired an episode about delaying motherhood. If you haven't seen the program, it's a panel conversation. Of course, a bunch of old, haggard feminist broads telling each other it's not their fault. I have to feel good about the bad decisions I've made. So, yeah. I lie to myself, and other women lie to me, too. It's a panel conversation featuring everyday people. Well, yeah, because they made the same bad choices you did, lady. Featuring everyday people with lived experiences of a particular issue. Oh, so their evidence is their lived experiences. I see. So, confirmation bias. Often when I watch, I laugh, I cry, and I always learn something. This week I raged against yourself for your own bad choices? No, against the people that you blame for your choices. I love this. So now they're not to blame for the feminist choices they've made. So it used to be men were to blame for them staying at home and not having a career and having babies. That wasn't reality, okay? That in their mind saddled them with the responsibility of having kids. Yeah. No, it was men's fault, not reality's fault. And now they're going out and they're having careers, which means they're either opting out of parenthood entirely or they're delaying it, but that's also not their fault. Are you women ever responsible for anything? No! This particular episode was called Delaying Motherhood, Why Career Isn't the Main Reason Women Are Giving Birth Later in Life. Yeah, it is. Well, why else would... Isn't that what feminism pushed? Get the women out there into the workforce so they can become empowered. The real reason that we writers, we politicians, we academics want them to get out there is, you know, so the tax base can be doubled and people can make half as much and we can double the taxes. Woohoo! Yeah. No, that wasn't the case. No. They told the tales of one couple and a few women. Oh, anecdotes. Great. Few women who had been in relationships with men that hadn't worked out. So they went lesbo. When push came to shove, gee, I wonder why it didn't work out. Because you chose a career over children, over family, which is what men want when they get married. So you did exactly the opposite of what would make a relationship work. And it didn't work out, and you're surprised. When push came to shove, rather than thrust coming to push. Some of these women in their late 30s, early 40s had either given up on having kids or decided to go it alone. Yeah, that's brilliant. And you gave up on having kids because of a career, because you wanted a career. I'm failing to see how it's not because of having a career that you waited so long. Had either given up on having kids or decided to go it alone using a sperm donor from a fertility clinic or a guy they'd found online and screened themselves. What kind of idiot, what kind of moron would willingly give abroad a child just to give her a child? You're going to pay child support. There's no waiver. There's no release that you can sign. There's no contract that frees you from that obligation. If she decides she wants child support from you and she knows who you are, she can make you, she can compel you through force of law. By the way, they can even do that with sperm donors if they find out who you are. They can take you to court. They might not win, but then again, they might. There have been cases where women have won. Women have won child support from what were supposed to be anonymous sperm donors. Well, you didn't protect your anonymity well enough, you dummy. Yeah, don't donate sperm, okay? These women openly discussed their experiences of realizing their fertility challenges at an age that made conceiving a child difficult or impossible. Well, you know, that's a solution. Have kids younger. No, then I wouldn't be able to have my career. The regret, the heartache, the lessons in 2021. This is still a brave thing to do. Well, what's brave? What is it that's brave? Having a kid when you're 40? With two heads? Having a kid with autism? People want to know why autism has gone up so much. Two reasons. Number one, well, there's multiple reasons, actually. But the two main ones. Number one, doctors, caregivers have gotten better at diagnosing it, at identifying the symptoms. And number two, because women are having kids later and their eggs are of such poor quality that they get kids with autism. You don't want kids with autism. You don't want a kid with autism have a kid when you're in your 20s as opposed to being in your fucking 40s. How about that, ladies? Yeah. And by the way, don't tell me that frozen eggs aren't going to have problems, okay? You freeze a steak, it fucks up the taste. You're going to tell me it fucks up the meat. The meat is not good, okay? It's not fresh. You're going to tell me the frozen eggs don't get affected as well, that the quality of the egg is not less than because it was frozen. Don't give me that shit, okay? Frozen at like minus 360 in liquid nitrogen. Oh, it didn't affect the egg's quality. Really? I disagree. But anyway, so, yo, they're brave. Yeah. They're brave waymen for making stupid decisions. Of course, they have to tell themselves that, right? Yeah. Female empowerment, all about self-affirmation bullshit. The women in the panel and in the inside audience had been in relationships with men that hadn't worked out. They had tried. Yeah, but they did the wrong shit. But ultimately, not been successful in their dream of having a family. Gee, could you tell us why, ladies? Are you going to share those experiences? No. We don't want to be indicted. We don't want you to be able to see what we did that might have contributed negatively to the success or failure of the relationship. Well, contributed to the failure. And shared their pain of surrendering to their infertile fate. Infertile fate. What's that? But wait. They shared their pain for surrendering to their infertile fate. Okay, first of all, it's not your fate to be infertile. It is your fate to eventually be infertile. But it's not your fate to be infertile and never have had children. That was a choice that you made, okay? They faced the melancholy music of their own creation. I don't like the symphony that I wrote. And you're complaining about the quality of the symphony. But you wrote it! Yeah, they would not be a mom. Their future of having a family was what they'd always envisioned. But now they had to grieve. Well, why didn't you have kids when you were 25 and not try when you were 40? How about that? The story goes on to say, while host Kumi Toguchi did ask about ex-husbands and previous relationships, the pointed aspect boiled down to this. What could us women do better to navigate our way through fertility? So you didn't want to focus on the failed relationships. Of course not. Because they're responsible, because they would have some hand to blame, they would have some kind of responsibility there. You want to shift the blame. I see. None of their exes appeared on the show. Of course not. Why would they want to? You're just going to spend the whole time bashing men anyway. Who wants to make themselves a target? Isn't this an issue for all of our society to grapple with, women and men? No, because the men want to have kids, and the women are the ones that are choosing not to. And the women are ultimately the ones that get to decide if a child is born. You ladies wanted that responsibility. Now you don't want it. Well, too fucking bad. Notice they want the responsibility when it's perks, when they benefit, when it directly benefits their well-being and works in their favor. But then, when they have to suffer the consequences, oh, men are responsible too. Nope. Sorry, ladies. Your body, your choice for both the benefits and the negative consequences. From the time we become sexually active, our parents and educators ensure we are all actually aware of the need for contraception. Are you saying that's a bad thing? Now you're trying to blame them because, you didn't have kids because you were told constantly to use protection? I don't get it. Where's this going? How to not get pregnant and avoid STIs. What? But you still know how to get pregnant, right? You still chose not to because it would negatively impact you being able to ride the God-carrying shell and have a career. How is that men's fault? Why aren't we even remotely aware of the realities of fertility? Oh, I don't know. Because you chose not to be? I mean, the information is there. And the people that are hiding it from you are your fellow waymen. Your mommy. Your grandmommy. Your teachers. The majority of which are waymen. We're not told the cold hard facts about sperm and egg age and baby making success until we're old and it's potentially too late. You can crack a book, can't you? This is not some kind of esoteric fucking knowledge. This is not splitting the fucking atom, okay? This is pretty common shit. This is very common knowledge. This is more common than even common sense. I mean, this is just like, duh. Duh. Fertility goes down with age. Derp, derp. Why aren't we given the heads up about how physically, emotionally, and financially devastating the IVF roller coaster is? The information's there. You just don't look for it. You just don't want to know, and you know. Come on, lady. Really. You learn this shit in school, biology class. But it's not constantly being drummed into our heads. We're constantly being told to have a career and everything. That's your fellow women. That's not men. For women and men. No. Stop trying to make men part of this. It's your body, your choice. You're the ones choosing not to have the kids. You're the ones choosing to use all this birth control. You're the one who decides whether or not a baby is born. The man has nothing to do with it. You've made sure of that. This critical information needs to be taught to teenage boys and girls. Wait, what? But we men, we maintain our fertility. 90-year-old dudes can have kids. They might not be the highest quality. Okay. His chromosomal integrity, the quality of those genes, it does decrease. But not as much as you ladies' eggs. Okay? Our sperm is much better at older age than your eggs. Okay? Why do I need it? Wait. It's my responsibility now to police your fertility? Really? Would that be mansplaining? I don't get this. Every time a man tries to comment on women's issues, be it fertility or abortion or having kids in place of a career or having a career in place of kids, we're not allowed to say anything. You don't have our lived experiences. They're very, very unique. Now, your experiences as men are not that unique. There's a lot of crossover with women, so we can talk about men's issues because my reasons. Because you wouldn't be able to browbeat men into submission if you weren't able to talk about their issues. If you had some kind of logical consistency in your bullshit arguments. If you had any logical consistencies, you would no more be able to talk about our issues than we are about yours. But since there is none, everything is one-sided with you cunts, and you have all these double standards. You're allowed to browbeat men and criticize them and ridicule them all day fucking long for their issues. But men can't talk to you about yours. Interesting. We're not allowed to say anything. You've spent 60 fucking years telling us we're not allowed to have an opinion about your bodies, but now it's our fault that we don't have an opinion about your bodies, even though you've told us we're not allowed to have an opinion. That's amazing to me! Wow. It sounds like you ladies are upset that your feminist ideology has fucked up your lives and you're looking for a scapegoat, somebody else to blame because you don't want to accept responsibility for your own fucking bad choices and embracing the death cult ideology, the baby killer, The family killer that is feminism. That's what I think. Oh, yeah, teenage boys need to know, too, so they know what's what and can factor this into their decision-making from the get-go. It's not a man's decision. You're implying that a man has some kind of power in decision-making in regards to a woman's body. He has zero. Zero, zilch, nada. And if you tell a woman that he does, she will fucking castigate you for half an hour, and then you won't get no poon. Oh, the story goes on to say, I wish I'd known the odds. I wish I'd have been more diligent about not putting my rapidly drying out eggs in the wrong basket in my 30s and ending up at this point, 41 and childless, after four failed rounds of IVF with donor sperm. That's your fault. You didn't do the research into IVF. The majority of the time it fails. Didn't you know that? The majority of the time IVF doesn't work. Especially for women over 40. Oh my God, over 35. You're getting into geriatric pregnancy, yo. It doesn't work the majority of the time, but you didn't want to know that. You didn't do your due diligence. That's right. It's your fault. How is that a man's fault? Unbelievable. That's like somebody getting lung cancer and smoking for fucking 40 years. And then they're blaming the advertising. It's the advertising. It was all the advertising. The advertising's to blame. People have known that fucking smoking causes cancer for a long fucking time. You gotta blame somebody else. Get out of here. Oh, man. She goes on to say, but I also wish the men I've been in long-term relationships with in my 20s and 30s had been better partners. What? So they have to deal with their own lives, their own shortcomings, and they have to help you deal with yours as well. I love the entitlement. Your job as a man to tell me when I'm fucking up, even though if you do, 99.9% of the time I'm going to tell you go fuck yourself and give you no poon. Yeah, okay. I wish they'd taken their fair share of the fertility reins. It's your body! My body, my choice. Did you forget that, lady? Well, it's my body, my choice when I want to kill the baby. But when I actually want to have babies, it's his body too. It doesn't work that way. So I wonder, what do men want for themselves? For their future? Yeah, you have no clue, do you, sweetheart? Yeah, it's part of the reason you can't find and keep a man. For their future, for their lives to look like from the age of 40, when the Peter Pan life becomes increasingly hard to sell until they die. Okay, first of all, you ladies are the one living Peter Pan lives, okay? It's not men. All right? We're just better at it than you, which pisses you off. What do they want for society? We don't give a fuck about society. We care about our own lives, all right? We care about our own lives. We care about our own existences. We care about our well-being. We're not socialists like you cunts. For the women they love, their friends, family members, and partners. Maybe he's still building his wealth, and he's waiting. And then when he's made enough money, when he's making enough, when he's doing well, he finds himself a 25-year-old. Okay, they're working on themselves. That's what guys are busy doing at the age of 40. Working on themselves, improving their lives. Their lives, not yours. That's your job. Remember, ladies? I'm strong, independent women. Gee, this article, this documentary, this docudrama, whatever the fuck she's talking about, doesn't sound like a bunch of women that are strong and independent. When are we going to expect men to take the same Oh, no. Here we go. To take the same responsibility for not accidentally impregnating women and purposely impregnating women they love, respect, and want to build a life. What? Wait, what? They need to take responsibility for not impregnating women? You men, stop wearing condoms. More of us women want to have babies. We just don't want to deal with your male asses because we hate men, but we want the babies. And we want a man to act as a wallet, but we don't want you around. We don't want to have a relationship with you. We want you to be responsible and purposely impregnate us. But you don't want to be impregnated. What? So, didn't the first half of this story talk about all these women being taught how to use contraception? Talking about that they're 25, the 50 different forms of birth control and, you know, how to not get pregnant and women are choosing not to get pregnant by using all this birth control. Now you're saying that men should convince you not to do that? Why? You're doing what you want, and the men are supporting you in what you want, and now you're telling the men not to support you? This makes no sense. Oh, man. Then you didn't purposely impregnate women and respect them, build a life with them. But you ladies aren't interested in that. You don't want to hear what we have to say. Your body, your choice. If we want babies, it doesn't matter. You don't care about that. You still want your career. You're the ones waiting, not us. We want kids. But we're not allowed to tell you we want them, or we're not allowed to tell you how much, or we're not allowed to pressure you. Because that's, pressure patriarchy. And we won't get pwned. When will responsibility for fertility become equal for both parties? Whoa. Hold the phone. Ladies, for us to have equal say, we would also have to have equal responsibility and say in the outcome, meaning abortion can no longer ever be legal without two-party consent. Do you want that? No. Then you can't have this. Oh, by the way, what do you mean to be responsible for your fertility, your personal choices? I don't know, that smacks of patriarchy to me. But I thought you ladies didn't want patriarchy. It sounds like you are essentially arguing for patriarchy to return. Sounds like you are arguing for the return of men making the big important decisions in the relationship. Whether or not there's kids had, whether or not you pop out a baby or two babies or 10 babies, it sounds like you're arguing for the return of the patriarchal male family figure, leader of the family, head of the household. But isn't that oppressive to women? See, you don't get to spread this anti-male, caustic message of evil masculinity, and men can't tell a woman what to do with their body, and it's oppressive, and it's controlling, and it's toxic, and then at the same time tell us we need to do all that. You don't get to have your cake and eat it too, ladies. I know you want that to be the case, but that's not how reality works. It's unconscionable that we're conditioned not to expect this basic biological equity. You had that! You literally had that for the entirety of human history until the past fucking 75 years in America and the rest of the Western world. You literally friggin' had that, and you tossed it aside. Having done some hard fertility yards, I encourage everyone, men and women, to open your eyes. No. No. Wait. By the way, ladies, why aren't you worried about male fertility? You care about our fertility? You care about whether or not we procreate? You couldn't give a fuck. I love the underlying entitlement of this entire fucking story. I love it. You don't care about us at all. It's all about you. Even when you're talking about men, it's in relation to you. And now they need to step in, take charge, and make you do the right thing. Which is essentially what you're saying. Because you don't have the faculties. Patriarchy! And you don't care about us. Do we want kids? We don't care. We just care about whether or not we want kids. Not the men. We don't care about them. We don't give a fuck about them. It's all about us. The only part that the man plays is to be there to help us make the right decision. So the decision is still yours, not his. Oh my God, yeah. Read up on fertility so you understand the reality if you might want a family one day. Mm-hmm. Not we? You mean now it's you? Yeah, when the choice comes right down to the nitty-gritty brass tacks of whether or not a decision's actually going to be made. Oh, it's me. It's you. It's ladies. No men. And watch these incredibly brave women. What about men? Men are brave too. The men would have to be brave to come to the women and push them. Take charge and make them make the right decision. No, it's just the brave women. They're so brave that they need to lay off the responsibility for their own bad choices on the men and blame men and say it's their fault for not making the women do the right thing. Ooh. Are you saying that women are incapable of logic and reason? Are you saying that women are incapable of understanding the consequences of their actions? Are you saying that women are too stupid to know that after age 30, 90% of their eggs are fucking dead? and a further 1% are dying a year by the time you're 40. Y'all lucky if you're able to pop out Quasimodo when the only thing you can do is ring fucking bells all day or stack fruit at the local AM fucking P. Is that what you're telling me? That you ladies aren't smart enough to know that and you need a man to help you understand that? Really? How strong and brave are you then? How independent are you, honey? You read a book for fertility so you understand the reality if you might want a family one day and watch these incredibly brave women share their fertility stories on the inside. Yeah. Hopefully one day we'll see an episode called Delaying Barrenhood, the cost of waiting to have kids, and we'll hear from men too. Men can't have kids. Men control whether or not a relationship is going to happen. Women control whether or not children will be born. You ladies have argued for the past 50 fucking 60 years to have all power, all control over fertility. You cannot blame men. Men have zero say, zero power. And you spent the last half century browbeating any fucking man who even dares to hint that he should have some say over your fertility in regards to his genetic material being part of that. And now you want to complain that he's not speaking up. Oh my God. Cognitive dissonance at its fucking finest. Anyhow, there you go. There you go. Women are not having kids. They're waiting too long and they're finding out that, oh, 45-year-olds can't have kids? Really? If you're a woman, I didn't know that. And they're blaming men for that. That's men's fault that you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your mom, your grandma, or your teachers, your female teachers, your gender studies teachers, your biology teacher. You for not doing the research. You for not understanding the very, very low percentage of IVF treatments that actually work. No. It's the man. It's the abstract man who has no power, no control, and no say in any way, shape, or form over your fertility. And you've been telling him that for 50 years, but now he should have a say when things don't work out for you. I see. There you go. There you go. Yet again, men are to blame. Let me know what you think in the comments section about women's total complete lack of accountability. Is it kryptonite to them, or is this story right on the money? And yet, men's fault that women didn't do their due diligence, learn what they needed to learn. Meanwhile, nobody's ever stepped in and tried to get men off the hook, argued for being able to let men be abdicated of responsibility for anything. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher to keep abreast of all my new content. And again, if you really like what I do, go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com, and consider making a donation. I could really use your help.